Karen.
And I'm Greg.
Hello, Hot Springs. You're listening to Library Beat, a weekly podcast from the Razorback Campersale Studio where we talk about all things library.
This week on Library Beat, it's part one of our special two-part episode on Local Author Day. Local Author Day is an annual event we have at the library in conjunction with Arts in the Park. We've been doing it for years, but this was probably the best one we've ever done. Shannon Emmons did an outstanding job organizing it, and next week we will get to talk to her. But right now, we're going to talk to some of the authors who attended.
I'm Terry Thompson from Hot Springs, and I wrote Daniel, Prophet at the King's Command. Probably everybody's favorite story, or at least one of the favorite stories in their Bible, is the character of Daniel. Yeah. Daniel lived in Babylon until he was 80 years old. The Bible doesn't cover a lot of that, and you only find out a lot about what Daniel was actually faced with during his 80 years by going into ancient history, researching back to the 5th century B.C.
That's a lot of research.
Yeah, so I wrote it absolutely true to the Bible, but absolutely authentic to to ancient history, but it is a novel,
right?
Because there's a lot of in between the lines that you have to fill in, and with fiction, and so I wrote about a 420-page book that covers Daniel's complete life from teenager to when he died at 80 years old, and of course we know he lived in Jerusalem, and then was exiled with hundreds and thousands of others to Babylon, and ended up being the number two person in all of the Babylonian Empire. Great, one of the greatest empires in the world.
Well, with all the research, this sounds like a major project. How long did it take you?
I worked on it for about 4 years.
Dang.
Just off and on, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
But I really, really enjoyed it. It started out as me teaching it in a Bible study in our church, and I just got so fascinated with Daniel, and I thought, this guy lived 80 years, and yet there's 6 chapters in the Bible that cover that.
Right.
And for instance, there are only 3 kings mentioned in the Bible: Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, his grandson, and Persian King Cyrus. Well, in the middle of all that, are 4 kings that covered a period of amazing palace intrigue, assassinations, baby kings, and Daniel was right there. And he was right in the middle of all that because he was still high up in the kingdom. So how did that all work? What was his interaction with all of these?
You've gotten me interested. I believe we have it at the library, so I might have to pick it up.
Yes, you've got some copies at the library. And anybody can find this on Amazon.com,
okay.
Along with over 60 5-star recommendations.
Excellent.
And my website then also, go there, is terrythompson.org. Very easy to remember.
Thank you for chatting with us. I hope you have a great Local Author Day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
My name is Nancy Smith Gibson, and I'm from not only Arkansas, I am practically in Hot Springs. I live out Amity Road. And I didn't start writing until my husband retired and all of the children were grown and moved away, so that I can concentrate on my writing. And I have about 15 books out now in 3 general categories. One is historical romance, the details that go through the book. Each book is informational about the time period in which part of the country what's concentrated on, but they will always end up somewhere up or down the Brazos River, which I became fascinated with when I was in Baylor attending school. I have another series of 3 that is based in and around New Orleans and their traditions and backstories. Then I have a new series that is are cozy mysteries, and they, if you don't know what a cozy mystery is, it is a crime, usually a murder, but not always, that is solved not by the police, by a civilian, so to speak, a little old lady or a teacher or whoever. They solve the problem. And I have a lot of fun writing, and so come by and the library and see what you can find that you'd enjoy.
Do you look forward to going to your writing desk every day and coming up with these stories?
Oh, I wish I could say I did. Life does interfere when you have four children, even if they're away from home. One of them is always calling to see what I'm doing or whatever. But it's definitely a lot of fun.
Ron Greiner, my book is North, South, East, West by Water. Over a period of 14 years, I have boated approximately 16,000 water miles, going from New York City, Pacific Ocean, lacking about 150 miles of doing so by water. I have gone from Lake Winnipeg, Canada, to the Gulf of Mexico, lacking about 15 miles of doing so by water. I traveled all of the Mississippi, Missouri, Ohio, Minnesota, Red, Pendere, Tennessee rivers, Erie Canal, 10-time waterway, and four Colorado River reservoirs. I've also boated major portions of the Hudson, Allegheny, St. Croix, Cumberland, Monongahela, Kentucky, Flathead, Clark Fork, Columbia, Jefferson, Illinois, and Arkansas rivers. These waterways took me to 33 states and two Canadian provinces. The watercraft used was a 17-foot squareback canoe with a 4-horse motor, a Zodiac inflatable with a 25-horse motor, and a 17.5-foot runabout with 140-horse I.O. While the book details what it takes to make these trips happen, I think what makes the book a good read is I incorporated the interaction of the people I met who helped me along the way.
Well, my name is Fred Campbell, and I'm here at the library today, a local author day. And so I've got some of my books here. I'm retired law enforcement, 40 years. So in 2017, I retired. I thought that was probably enough.
Yeah.
But I started at the bottom as a jailer in Ohio and moved to Arkansas in 82 and continued my law enforcement till then. 1988, I wrote my first book called Life Lessons from Behind the Badge. And at that time, it was 20-some years, and I tell everything, the little funny stories, sad stories, all those kind of things. And so we tell that in those books. In that book, I tell everybody I wrote it with a pencil and a legal pad. I didn't have a computer.
Yeah.
And so the next books came easier. Then my next book's called Bodyguard to the Stars. I did a lot of bodyguard work. I was Stevie Wonder's bodyguard.
Oh, wow.
Some movie stars. I worked on several presidential details, on the Bushes and, of course, the Clintons. Yeah. I tell some stories in here about President Clinton. Good stuff. I don't go into those stuff. We enjoy that. And then my new novel, it just came out. It's called The Letters.
Oh.
And, you know, I think every author says they got a novel in them.
Right.
So I started that. This was my COVID book. I'm sitting around going, I need to do something.
Right.
So I wrote, getting real good reviews on Amazon. They're all Amazon. It's a criminal justice. There's a lady who teaches criminal justice in Little Rock. The story goes, and then she starts getting these letters in the mail, which is the mystery. Then she has a love interest.
Uh-huh.
And then she gets invited to go to death row and do an execution here in Arkansas, mm-hmm. which I've kind of been involved in.
Right.
And so from that character, I kind of tell, she tells what happens, and she tells her students that, and then the students are kind of mixed. How could you do that? And others saying, oh, boy, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what we got going here today. So we're excited about being here, and thank the library, and thank you all for doing this for us.
I'm Betty Lou Comstock Graves, and my book is A Journey of Faith and Miracles, and it can be bought at Zulum Press and Amazon. I've always wanted to write, but I didn't think I could. And then I thought, I'm going to do it. I have a sequel to the first book. It's part two. And I'm from here in Hot Springs. And I've really enjoyed writing the book. It's been a lot of fun.
I'm glad.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. And so, and I believe that that others will enjoy it too.
My name is Gail Ann Wisdom, and I'm the author of a children's book titled Trouble with Bullies. And I'm a retired teacher, so I saw plenty of bullying in my experience, and so I decided to write about it. And in any way, if it can help but one child, so be it. It is a transitional book. It's kind of between picture book and chapter book. And as a teacher, I found that there was a huge gap for children going from picture books to chapter books. So it has both. It's a 14-chapter book, 48 pages, with 20 full-color illustrations. And my husband wrote a study guide for counselors, teachers, and parents so it can be used as a tool in the classroom or in the school. So, and we send those out via email so they have a copy at hand for them.
Hi, I'm author Phyllis Hodges. Hi, everybody. Well, I'm going to go ahead and just share with you a little bit about what author Phyllis Hodges is doing. I'm on a statewide book tour right about now, and I'm excited, so I was able to come in and take a sneak peek here at Author's Day at the beautiful Garland County Library with my dear friend and come on, give me that name.
Greg.
That's right. And Mama Rose.
Mama Rose.
Yes, and let me tell you about the books that I have on display today. I'm actually excited because we have a series, Girl Power. Girl Power 2 is coming out real soon. Can't tell you too much about it, but you got to get Girl Power. And the thing that actually started all of this was 8 years of unforgettable history, a living history book. It's compound with, guess what, Arkansans and people from around the world that's actually portraying all their gifts and talents as being the first. But now, that may not get you, but once you read Bookworm, yeah, that's a love story about me and hubby being married for 49 years, and we love books. We love traveling around to those tiny libraries and big libraries. So you got to get a copy of Bookworms, and guess what? It comes with coloring crayons. We have all kinds of gifts here. We have the earrings because a book is coming out regarding, guess what? I want you to see it if you can. The world is watching, yeah, and it's so interesting. And then, just for you fashion lovers, if you want to dress up and come to book fairs, I have some beautiful, some people wear them as bracelets, but I put them around my ankle. So you got to be fashionable at some of these book fairs. Okay, let me see. What else do I need to talk about?
Would Mama Rose like to say anything?
Yes, of course. Please, Mama Rose.
I'm just thrilled to be here this morning and with all these authors and books and everything, and everybody just love to read. So while we're out here, we got to purchase something.
I'm Stephen Campbell. I've written a book called Shining Star. It's about fitting in. And the main character is Star, whose body is also in the shape of a star. So there's the unique part about the book. It is just a short illustrated children's book, 30 pages, and it just goes through the process of teaching mainly kids, but it's also for adults because I've heard a lot of adults tell me that story fits them perfectly. But basically that she's trying to fit in with another group of kids called the Square Gang, and their bodies are in the shape of squares. She only has one friend. Her friend is Circle, who's also the shape of a circle, right? So you see the theme. But she wants to fit in so bad, but as the book progresses, she realizes that the squares want to be friends with her just as much as she wants to be with them. And in the end, she realizes that she's always been enough, and she's happy just being herself. It's going to be donated here at the Garland County Library, and so if anybody wants to come check it out for their kids, please do.
I'm Mike Blythe. I'm the author of Then and Now, Hot Springs, Arkansas. This book was published in 2015. I started working on it in 2011, taking photographs and I'm a member of the Historical Society, Garland County Historical Society, and we had a lot of old photographs. I would make a copy of these photographs and then take these copies and try to find the exact location so I could make a now photograph.
Current day.
Current day. Occasionally, I would have to climb to the top of some pretty tall buildings to get some photographs.
Yep.
Occasionally, I would have to stand in the middle of a street and get some photographs. One time, I was in the front of a bathhouse, and I needed to be in the middle of the street. And as I was taking my photograph, the light changed, and I was left standing on the center line, and there were two men up on the sidewalk, and one of them said, "Look at that old man out in the middle of the street." Another guy said, "Someone get a net." I've had quite a few good adventures.
It sounds very adventurous. So you had to actually put yourself in some physical danger to produce that book.
I think I did.
We had so many talented authors this year that we had to split them into two groups. So that's the end of round one, but we'll talk to group two next week. And I didn't even get to talk to every single author, so I apologize if there's an author out there that we didn't get around to. You could hear from the background noise that it was a very lively event. If we didn't get to talk to you, please reach out to us and we can have you on as a guest. Thanks to all of our authors for attending Local Author Day and for talking to the podcast, and we'll hear from some more of them next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Library Beat from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us each Friday for a new topic.
Hey, podcast listeners, we've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.